سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا. فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. صدق الله العظيم. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. Respected elders and brothers residing in the house of Allah, most peaceful place in the world is the Masjid. And to learn one ayat of the Quran with the reward of 100 rakats of Nafil Salah. And whatever little advices would be shared, Allah Ta'ala must give me and all of us the tawfiq of practicing. The surahs from Wadduha till Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, after reciting each surah, to recite Takbir, according to many scholars, it is sunnah and the practice of the pious predecessors of the past. I'll just read the importance of the Takbir after these surahs. According to the Imams of Iraq, it is sunnah to recite Allahu Akbar after every surah from Surah Duha, Wadduha, up to the end of the Quran, Surah Al-Nas, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. They have recorded this in their books with a chain of narrators. Allama Jazri alayhi rahma has written about this in detail. He has mentioned that it was the practice of the leading Qurra, plural of Qari, and has commented on the chain of narrators. He has also quoted a hadith of Hakim in substantiation. In this regard, the Muhaddiseen also quote a hadith that is narrated by a continuous chain of Qurra, which one of the Imams of Iran, Abu al-Hasan Muhammad bin Muhammad Ali, Bazi alayhi rahmah, has narrated. This chain of narrators reaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, according to Imam Bazi alayhi rahmah, it is sunnah to recite Allahu Akbar after these surahs. Besides him, other Imams of Iran have also encouraged this addition. While some Qurma recite only Allahu Akbar, others recite La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. When reciting in this manner, the relevant rules of joining surahs have to be taken into account. The detail of this can be learned from the Quran. Whatever I have mentioned about reading Allahu Akbar after these surahs, it's from eliminating discourses of the Quran, the Mufti Ashad Ilahi. That's why I also recited it. Surah Alam Nashra, many of us know it by heart. Our beloved Rasulullah, Sasabi Imam al-Anbiya, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from birth till the time Nabi Sahib left this world, he was under the guidance, help and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was chosen by Allah as Imam al-Anbiya and the last and final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, When Allah Ta'ala chose Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a Nabi, Allah gave Nabi some wonderful qualities. And one of the wonderful qualities is the highest level of Iman, the love of Allah, and the concern of the life after the day of Qiyamah, that every ummati must go to Jannah and nobody must go to Jahannam. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had the highest level of Iman, the highest level of Allah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained to the people around him. And Allah Ta'ala says in this verse, Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Did we not cause your bosom to be wide open for your benefit? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's heart, it is mentioned when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was being for Mi'raj also. The angels opened the heart of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and washed it with Zamzam. And we removed from you your burden that had almost broken your back. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had this responsibility on his shoulders to explain mankind about the beautiful verses of the Quran, about the lessons of Tawheed, that do not worship idols, the correct aqeedah belief regarding Nabi Isa alayhi salam, regarding every Nabi. And Nabi Isa sallam was concerned that he must not do anything that will make my beloved Allah angry or against the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala know what is going on in the heart and mind of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala says, we remove your burden, that you don't have to grieve so much that you are fulfilling the responsibility of Nubuwwat or not. And we raise high for you your name. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name is taken everywhere with respect. Wherever the name of Allah is mentioned, the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned. We recite, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There's no one worthy of worship, and our beloved Rasulullah is the last and final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. We testify there's no one worthy of worship, and we believe that Nabi Muhammad is the last and final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, the words of Azan, the words of Iqamah, five times a day, when the Muazzin calls out the Azan, then the name of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Allah Ta'ala's name, Iqamah also. And many verses of the Quran, وَمَنْ يُدْعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. We obey the commands of Allah in the manner shown to us by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you'll be successful. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. If you claim to love Allah, then you follow Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah will also love us, and Allah will forgive our sins. So undoubtedly, along with hardship days is, إِنَّمَ عَلْمُسْرِ يُسْرَى إِنَّمَ عَلْمُسْرِ يُسْرَى. So when you are free from collective services, exert yourself in worship. And towards your Allah, turn with eagerness. Now, beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the first Meccan life, we know what sacrifice Mujahada had to go through. Then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on the mountain and called the people and told them, if I tell you there's an enemy behind the mountain coming to attack you, will you believe me? Say, you are Saduq al-Amin, you are almost truthful, and you never ever speak a lie. From birth, the people recognized the good qualities of Rasulullah. But when he gave them Dawat, they even praised him. But then when he told them, don't worship idols, that they found it difficult to accept. And they say, how can we leave the way of our forefathers and grandfathers? Today often, so the non-Muslims or the deviated groups that are doing something wrong. Something is not found in the Quran and Sunnah. Innovation, bid'ah, new things. They say this was a tradition that was done in our forefathers and grandfathers. So in Sharia, we don't do what our forefathers and grandfathers were doing. We do what is the correct teaching of the Quran and Sunnah. Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq of practicing. Then when Nabi Sallallahu was making ibadah haram, they took the intestines of the animal and put on the blessed back of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Nabi Sallallahu in the early Musnad, Bilal radiallahu anhu made to lie on the hot sand of Makkah. The master used to put a rock on his chest and used to drag him and say, leave Islam or you suffer like this. He said, I had the one Allah. Then they were boycotted in the valley of Abu Talib, where severe sanctions, no business, no proper food, etc. was allowed to go there. All the difficulty came, and the first 10 years, 11 years was full of mujahada. And the first migration went was sent to Abyssinia because of the difficulties from Makkah. The early Muslim migrated to Abyssinia. And the second hijrah was to Medina Munawwara, where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the company of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, left for Medina Munawwara. Today also we are living in the world, plus minus 1,447 years away, from the golden era of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our Imam is between sabr and shukr. Favorable conditions we make shukr, and some adverse conditions we make sabr, patience. And the ulama give three types of sabr that we have to make. One is sabr ala ta'a. We make sabr in carrying out the commands of Allah. For example, Fajr is very early now, or in winter it's very cold in the morning. But we get up from our warm bed for the sake of Allah, we heed our salah. Zuhr, Asr time, we might be busy in our work schedule, but we'll fight our desires and take our time to heed our salah. Similarly, we take our time to recite Quran, Zikrullah, etc. Sometimes we don't want to do it, but we force ourselves to do it. Then sabr ala al-ma'siyah. We get tempted to do something that is haram, not permissible in Islam. To look at something haram, to control our gazes. To listen to something haram, music is haram. Ghibat, gossip is haram. We don't want to listen to all that. We don't use our tongue that will make Allah angry. Don't use our words to use vulgar words or to say words of kufr and shirk. May Allah protect us to say from saying anything that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sabr ala al-ma'siyah, we get tempted to do it, and we get tempted to walk to a place where Muslim is not supposed to go, and we make sabr, we get reward for that. And the third type of sabr ala al-musibah. That many of us, when some difficulty, calamity befalls us, we make sabr. And Allah says in the Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem, bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa lanabluwannakum bishay'in min al-khawf wal-ju'i, wa naqsin min al-amwali wal-anfusi was-samarat, wa bashshir as-sabirin, allazina idha asabatuhum musibah, qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah Ta'ala has also been tested with some fear, loss of lives, loss of fruits from the orchards, a loss of income, and somebody passed away maybe in a tragedy or through some severe illness, or a normal person just suddenly passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah and receive, go back to Allah. And we said, Allahumma ajirni fi musibati wa khlufni khairan min. Ya Allah, reward me this difficulty, saving somebody something better. If a young person, his wife passed away, or the husband passed away and they're still young, in the early 30s. And Allah knows best, another partner Allah can give, and life carries on. But inna ma'al usri yusra, verily after every difficulty ease comes. And if not in this world, in Jannat and Akhirat, the doorkeepers of Jannah will say, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum fa ni'ma ukhuwad-dar. Peace on you and welcome to Jannah, paradise. If we go to somebody's house, they invited us for a walima or a wedding or for ordinary dawat, and the host say, Ahlan wa sahlan, come, come. And this Salamun alaykum bima sabartum, this is from the welcoming from Allah via the angels. The angels are welcoming the people of Jannah. May Allah grant us that happy day. But Allah also says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when you finish with your collective ibadat, one is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Imam of the five salah in Masjid al-Nabawi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And even during Safar, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to be the Imam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam having educational, the verses of the Quran that was revealed to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, explaining the Sahaba, the close companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam traveled in various expeditions, the expedition of Badr, Uhud, Ghazwa Khandaq, Ghazwa Tabuk. And Allah Ta'ala is telling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after you finish your collective programs with the Sahaba, with your companions, they spend some time in my remembrance. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. So when you are free from collective services, exert yourself in worship and towards your Allah turn with eagerness. We sit and make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another verse of the Quran, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. The non-Muslim disbelievers use abusive language to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the early Muslims. كَذَلِكَ مَا أَتَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونٌ. They used to say the Nabi Aliyazu Billah is practicing witchcraft magic by mentally challenged, not right there. Today we are living in the world where sins and the ways of the non-Muslim is good. And someone tried to practice in the Sunnah teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. See, you're an orthodox, you're a camel age Muslim. We are living in the rocket age and the aeroplane age. No, my brothers, have sincere love for every Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And even Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah in Ma'arif al-Quran has written that whoever is doing deeni work, whether teaching the madrasa, or giving lectures, or doing charitable work, or doing arbitration between disputing parties, either marital disputes, financial disputes, or teaching Quran, hadith in the Darul Uloom, etc. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahman Khamunja Malam Nasha also wrote that we as servants of deen, we must take out some time in seclusion and make sincere zikr of Allah, enlighten our heart with the noor of Iman. أَفَمَنْ شَرَهَ اللَّهُ صَدْرُ الْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. Whose heart Allah opens with the love of Allah and the different types of zikrullah. If you bear to a shaykh, however the shaykh tell you to make zikr, you make zikr. But as humans in a 24-hour cycle, we need 6-7 hours of sleep. We must make so much zikr that we don't sleep and end up with a nervous breakdown, etc. So everything done moderately, one is tahajjud time can make zikr. We come to the masjid for the 5 times salah, come a little bit early. The time between azan and iqamah, make some zikr. After the first salah, we read tasbih al-fatimi. And before sleeping, read tasbih al-fatimi. This zikrullah will help us and we plant in trees in Jannah. Allah bi zikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Peace, tranquility is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can never get peace, tranquility in sins and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq of practicing. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.